And we had storms here, obviously, all weekend that everyone had to deal with. So we thought we'd just open up the phones today and talk weather. It's the one time when weather can get, you know, a little bit more interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, so let's take advantage of it. Phone numbers are 539-9750 or 238-0975 if you want to talk about this weekend, if you want to talk about your experiences in the past. Because when a tornado hits me for the first time, I'll be a noob too. Right? And you're the same way. You haven't experienced anything yet. We've lived here all our lives. Lived in this area, in my case, between here and KC, but, you know, still. Had to go into the basement a couple times just because something was close by, but that was it. So phone lines are opened up for you. Give us a call. Stooks in the morning.
Yeah, I just want to say how crazy it was this weekend because I was in Wichita all weekend, and Wichita maybe got a few drops of rain here and there, or at least in the part of Wichita I was at.
Yeah.
I mean, the skies looked nasty, and we, you know, I was listening to the radio, watching TV, just seeing how nasty it was, and it completely, nothing happened to Wichita, and then just right west of Wichita and right north of Wichita got completely slammed.
Yeah, it's amazing how concentrated the stuff can be.
Yeah, it just that just goes to show how crazy Kansas is at times. It'll completely miss. One part of the state will be completely sunny and shine, you know, sunshine and everything, and the other half of the state will be snowing, and
yeah,
the other part will have tornadoes, and it just, I just want to let all the newbies to Kansas know it's not always like this.
Nope.
The weather will change in 5 minutes if you don't like it.
Yeah.
And it hardly ever gets this bad here.
No, I agree with you. There's tornadoes all the time in Kansas, but usually they're right out in the middle of the field.
Yeah, usually, it's so rural that it just kind of hits those cornfields and stuff, and it's not really as bad as what happened in Greensburg.
Yeah, so. And when you're talking about a storm 2 miles wide, that does not hit. This is the first time that's happened since 99 that they've had an F5.
And that was in Oklahoma, and that wasn't even in Kansas, right?
Right, yeah. That's nationally, yeah.
I mean, it's just stuff like this. Did you hear about the people that had moved to Greensburg a week ago?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, there are people that moved to Greensburg a week ago.
Jeez.
And then this happened, and it's just kind of, they're like, yeah, we're moving back to Arkansas.
Yeah, I guess so. Man. I heard like some of the residents are really, really, really worried right after the storm. And like, we're not going to rebuild. They're not going to even bother rebuilding.
Well,
and it's like, I think they'll be okay. They'll rebuild, but it's going to be a while.
Yeah, they got this tornado, and then the day after that, they got hit again. That exact area hit again, and their sirens went off, and whatever that little town is that they're staying at. And I saw, you know, just watching local news, some people are like, okay, we're moving. We're moving to Arizona.
Jeez.
We're moving to wherever.
Yeah, they have a terrible time of it. And I was following some of the comments online about it, and they're like, well, when you live out in Tornado Alley, and so you live anywhere in this country and you're susceptible to really bad weather, whether it's an earthquake, a hurricane, a tornado, you can't escape it. It's everywhere. Well, thanks for calling in.
Oh, no problem.